It's Robin.
Hey, Robin. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from your current marketing team, Local Splash.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you, sir?
Doing well.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So the purpose of my call is over the weekend, you clicked in the dashboard here with Local Splash indicating that you wanted more information on Google Guarantee paid leads.
Maybe somebody from the office did it. I don't know.
Okay, so you don't know if it was done on purpose or not.
I just don't know about it. Just kind of give me a rundown of what's going on.
Okay, so this would be considered an upgrade on your current program. It is a pay-per-lead program that puts your company into a primary position at the very top of the first page of Google in the Google Guaranteed section. So Google built their own pay-per-lead program, and you do happen to qualify for it as long as you have the proper credentials. But what happens is it is something that's offered in the client dashboard. So sometimes clients click on it by mistake. Sometimes they click on it on purpose because they'd like more information to have Google Guarantee paid leads coming their way.
Okay. What makes something like a guaranteed lead or?
Google Guaranteed leads are Google's own pay-per-lead program. So have you participated in anything like Angie's List, Thumbtack, Porch, House, any of those type of pay-per-lead programs?
No, I've never had no lead gens.
None? Okay. No. All right. So you have no frame of reference for what I'm about to tell you. The reason I bring those up is simply because a lot of customers in your position have tried those type of programs, so they have some frame of reference.
Where I come from now, they did some stuff like that, but once I opened my own, I'm still close friends with the guy that owns the roofing company I came from,
mm-hmm.
And he just always told me don't ever do it.
Okay.
So I don't know, you know.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so Google built their own pay-per-lead program to trump all other pay-per-lead programs because they know kind of what those companies have been through. What those companies do is purchase a position for their company name in the Google Ads section, and they pay per click, and they charge you guys per lead whether or not you ever land the job. Google built their own pay-per-lead program where you only pay per qualified lead. So there is like a vetting process, an application fee, and then there is going to be the cost per lead with a minimum monthly budget that's separate from what you're already paying Local Splash.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I just don't know what makes it a guaranteed lead. Like when I've had lead gen call me and say, we guarantee these leads. I don't get what makes it
so those companies can't guarantee leads. For you, and Google Guarantee is to the general public. So what Google is guaranteeing is that you're a quality service provider, that you've passed the background check, that you have no felonies in the last 7 years, that you have specific licensing requirements, specific insurance requirements. That's what Google is guaranteeing. They're also guaranteeing your work for up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. What they're giving you is qualified leads. So they have
So they're more guaranteeing the customers.
They're guaranteeing the customer for sure. Exactly, that you're a quality provider. And then what they're giving you is qualified leads. So they do have fail-safes in place in order to ensure that you're only paying for the qualified leads. So what a lot of these other pay-per-lead programs do is they'll capture the, I'm doing air quotes, the lead, and then they will not even ever listen to a recorded phone call or speak with that client or vet that client, but they give that lead to you and five or six of your competitors. Everybody pays for the lead. Hopefully one guy gets the job if he's able to undercut the other guys far enough. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With this type of program, these clients, they go to Google, Robin, and they see Dimco as its own entity in the Google Guaranteed section. So the Google Guaranteed section on the first page of Google already has some notoriety because everybody trusts Google, and when it says Google Guaranteed, they really trust it. They click on what does the guarantee mean. They know that they're being guaranteed a quality provider. They are 10 times more likely to pick from that section on the first page of Google at the very top of the page. These leads actually show a 33% stronger closing conversion. And the reason why is because the people who are going into the section are serious. When they go into that section and they click on your profile, you're not automatically charged like with other pay-per-lead programs. You're not even charged when they call you. You're only charged if it's considered a qualified lead. So the qualified leads, they have to request estimate over the phone, and you give estimate over the phone, which is probably never for what you're offering, okay? Or you have to set face-to-face appointment with the client in order to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the two instances that are considered qualified leads. So sales, solicitation, spam, robocalls, somebody asking for a service you don't provide, somebody asking for a service outside of your service radius, all of those things are unqualified calls. You wouldn't even be charged for them. And how Google ensures that is because you're actually assigned the Google call tracking number where all those calls are recorded for authenticity purposes in order to ensure that you are, in fact, getting the qualified calls. So they have AI listening to each one of those recorded phone calls when that client calls in and chooses to speak with you directly. So the lead isn't coming here to Local Splash, and we're not determining if it's good or bad for you. They've gone to Google. They've looked at your services. They've read your reviews. They're picking you on your own merits from the guaranteed section.
I got you. All right. Yeah, well, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Kind of like thing. We're really like blowing out door knocking, you know. I'm sure you're familiar with roofers, how we operate. And
yeah.
Just we sell to you and we do it so hard. And we try to market hard too, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why we got you guys. Now you guys, I'm still with Town Square too. So I've got to drop
really...
Town Square.
Yeah, you gotta drop Town Square. You gotta drop them because we can't help you until you drop them. Like, not really.
I'm trying. I gotta get my domain, and I need some help with that.
Okay.
I own the domain, and I know GoDaddy's got it.
Okay, so why don't you try
login information?
Why don't you try to call GoDaddy?
Okay,
hold on, let me see if I can get you a phone number. I've got a coworker who used to work at GoDaddy.
I was just wondering if you guys could handle it, but I guess I could get my somebody in the office to handle it.
Yeah, I can't handle it, but I can see if another, you know, I've never had our client support team call and cancel. We can't cancel something on your behalf. Like, you have to cancel it. But as far as it goes, like, calling GoDaddy.
Well, I've already canceled Town Square. They called me the other day for a payment, and I'm like, I'll give you a payment. I don't mind giving you a payment, but I want to know, how to log in to GoDaddy and get my DNS records. As soon as you give me that, I'll give you the payment. And they couldn't give it to me.
Mm.
And that's why I was canceling it. And I was like, she transferred me to I guess, IT or whatever, whoever. She asked me why I was canceling, and I was like, because I can't never get anybody on the phone. The person I need on the phone is always unavailable.
Right.
No matter which team member it is, they're always not there. So she said, well, let me get somebody over there to you once I told her that, you know, I'll pay her once I can get my DNS records.
Mm-hmm.
She transferred me. She came back on the phone. She said, I couldn't get nobody. I said, see what I'm talking about?
Wow, that's crazy. Even in a micro moment like this, she couldn't find anybody for you, huh? That's terrible.
But the guy that I've been working with, you guys, I love that dude.
John Kyle, he's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah,
he's
really good. I trained him.
Yeah, I love that dude. We said talk for hours.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, he's a good dude. So,
I'm trying to get you a number specific to GoDaddy. We have another guy who does what John and I do. So I'm a trainer, and I also sell the products that John sells. I trained him on all of that. But I also sell other products, the highest products in the company. So when, whoever clicked in your dashboard, it'll trigger a call because it falls into my queues for Google Guarantee. which later on after things kind of settle, I do believe that you'd love it, Robin, because you can cherry pick and it allows you a different opportunity from the first peach is Google. It would be really good for you. But right now, okay, cool. He sent me a number. What I did is I told Joey, I asked Joey because he used to work for GoDaddy. So I asked Joey, I'm going to text it to you. Okay. That's the last. Okay. This is a customer service number for GoDaddy. Now he didn't, when he worked for GoDaddy, what he said is he didn't know that Town Square used GoDaddy.
Yeah. Well, I know that she's got them.
Okay. Yeah, they have to give you the credentials. Now, if you choose to call back, he would need to have his name on the account, also know his security question or number, is what
he said. Who is he?
You.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you. So, but what I was saying is he has worked with GoDaddy for a long time previous to this job, so he wasn't aware that Town Square was using them. But the thing with Town Square is they have to give you those login credentials if you paid for it. And if you give them one last swing, you just let them know, that's fine, I'm going to give you a bad Google review and I'm going to report you to the BBB. And a lot of times then they'll just go ahead and do whatever you need them to do.
Okay.
That's terrible, but you kind of have to threaten them.
Oh, I know how to threaten people. I'm an insurance claim
adjuster.
Fighter.
Okay.
No, well, I used to be, but I stepped out and worked for the public and protect the public.
Mm-hmm.
I try to. They don't always trust me. I'm like, look, I'm not sure every roofer, but they, you know, I'm not going to beg them for their business, but I can almost guarantee them that I can get them approved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got in 5 years, I got a 98% approval rating. What?
200 to 250.
Wow.
Whoever's made all the other guys in.
So, you just said whatever.
Is it Tracy?
That's
Tracy. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line if you change your mind or you want more information or you want to think about giving it a shot. You give me a shout, okay?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of seeing, things on Facebook that I've never seen before. I'm guessing y'all are doing that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Your Facebook ads are completely up and running and going. Now, I'm notating here that we did talk about trying to get the credentials from GoDaddy, and you're going to give that another shout today, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to put my office on as soon as we get off the phone because I'm about to take off and drive an hour and a half away.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a
good one. I'm just day trading. You know, 6 o'clock every morning, start looking in the market.
Right.
And so I'm about to wrap it up and get to work. I made $634 salaries.
Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you later. Thank you for your time.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.